This is the State of the Union Address in the year 2015. I don't know if people say in the year of the Lord, given such a religious year that this is. Of course, I think that would be politically incorrect, don't you? So this whole speech is the politically incorrect, but the correct speech. I will play President Obama, the speech that I would like to see. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, congresspeople, people of the Supreme Court, I'm going to treat you nicer this time. I'm going to not make fun of you guys down there because you are a guest here and I don't want to be over political. I know some of you are laughing at that, but I want to be straightforward. I think it's time we get beyond politics. After all, ain't I the guy who mentioned we're not red states, we're not blue states? We're purple states? We're American states. How do we do that? We have to start looking deeper. I know we're politicians and that we're focused. Honestly, I was going to say stuck, but focused on the level of interaction politically, socially. We have to go deeper than that because it ain't working in many ways. It could be so simple a process, but it's not happening. We have to look at a deeper psychology of this. What's going on within you? So I'm going to start with what's going on within me. And then we all need to do that. What's going on within each of us? Some say I was born in another country. But as many know, I did come up with a birth certificate of Hawaii. And fortunately, that at the time was this country. You know, but it is kind of far away from the mainland. And I wasn't privy to know exactly about the birth certificate. After all, I wasn't reading and writing when I was born. And I have no idea, you know, what actually happened. But I was told that this happened and that happened. So it's up for discussion. All right. I don't need to, you know, pull the wool over my eyes or your eyes. You know, let's be honest with each other. Let's stop doing all this politics. Okay, in terms of the deeper elements here, I'm aware that my dad left the family. And now that I'm looking at myself, and multiple selves that we all have in a deeper way, I'm realizing, well, what was the impact of my father leaving? And just not being there when the going got rough. He was a bright guy, I'm told. Very smart guy, I'm told. But he weren't so smart when it came to social graces and social responsibilities. He left. And then I was left to deal with the white and the black and the different subgroups going on. And how, what that's all like. And that, too, gets very complicated if you try to be in one camp or in another camp or take this side or take that side. Everything goes frequently to shit. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Let's just say to hell in a handbasket if we don't go to a deeper level. And that deeper level, again, is what's going on within each person. What's the infrastructure? A famous family therapist, Carl Whitaker, asked that. Frequently. Well, what is the infrastructure? What was going on deep within each family, in one's own family? And one way of looking at that, is it being run in a fair way, or is it being run in an unfair way to the point of immorality and not treating people well and treating this group different than that group or treating this subgroup, if this one's blacker or whiter or this-er or that-er or is this blood or that blood. And if they're not being treated in a fair, impartial manner and appreciated where everyone has the back of everybody else, if it's not happening that way, it's pretty much immoral. So we have to look at our immoral base and make sure that it does not affect what we're doing now. Now, there may be a moral base, too, in terms of the good things that were done in the family. Simple way of looking at this, we have the inner core, and we have the ego. Now, politicians are notoriously involved in the ego, or why be involved in this game? So we are just having an onslaught of ego, big ego all over the place, and big ego deals not in terms of what's the best outcome and solving the problem. The ego deals with I win, you lose. Now, maybe a milder ego, a little more mature ego, one in working a little in conjunction with its soul or its inner core, the good inner core, will say, well, maybe we can win together. Here's my needs, here's your needs. How do we come up to something together? Nevertheless, the politics are going to evolve and revolve around ego. But will they evolve forward from ego? Learn about, know about, realize there is something deeper than that. It is called the inner core, the innermost core. It's a good book on that called The Still Soft Voice. Some of you will know what that still soft voice is. A third of you. In fact, I may have some access to it myself if I have high hypnoability, the way some people think I might. You too have some access. Or if you're one of the third of people that has a lot of access to it, you know just what I mean. Other ones who poo-poo this and fight against it, you're just fighting against yourself. And we're then all fighting against each other. So in this State of the Union address, this is about the state of the psychological union. Are we in union? Are we at least in concert with our still soft voice? Do we even know it's there? Or are we completely rejecting it offhandedly? Can we at least see that it's there, know that it's there, learn about it, and even start talking about it? And talking with it. So then we have not a state of complete disunion and disparagement. Instead, we are aiming at a state of reunion and union. Union with the one above, if you want to think of it that way. In any case, it's the reunion and the union with that which is in each of us, that which is us and apart from us. It is a part of us and is apart from us. It is of me and of not me. And that's what we're working on. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this is the first State of the Union address where we really are working towards the state of the psychological union. This is no longer psychobabble. Instead, this replaces political babble with actual real words and real ideas. And it's time for the State of the Union. No applause necessary. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.